at Robin Hammer Base. Yeah, right now we're 31 bucks behind here. By the end of the evening, we're 29 bucks behind. We got to Chrysler Nishkub, which is when I floundered out last Thursday. But let's start a little bit before that, because it's a little bit of background material. Let's start from... let's see, where should we start from? Let's just start from there, because we're going to fill you in as we go along. The second to last narrow line. Chrysler Nishkov. How do we know that in the case of a person who's at the receiving end of relations, that he gets, we're talking about males and with animals here. How do we know Chrysler Nishkov al Rabbi Shmuel? It's Mashkach. We don't know how there was Koris Linishkov. Now, what does it mean we don't know this Koris Linishkov? On top, the Gemara had actually taught us that there is such a thing as Koris for the person who is in the female position, because it said there, the Rabbi Yirmiyah said, name Rabbi Avoh, if you look about 6 or 7, no, more than that, about 10 or 12 lines up, it says, Rabbi Yirmiyah Avoh said, name Rakan Kodesh, it says here Kodesh by Mishkav Zohar, by homosexuality, it says Malach and Kodesh Abaretz. Adlami Kodesh mi Kodesh, and you learn the Kodesh from the word Kodesh, and that Kodesh where it's from the word Toeva, where then by Toeva it says that there's Koris. But the thing is, Rabbi Shmuel, though that was actually an attempt to learn out Koris for the Nishka, for the person in the female position, according to Rabbi Shmuel, we're saying it doesn't work. It's a bit of according to Rabbi Shmuel, Eilam Eidim Min Alamed. You can't learn in Ganshas. You can't learn out if A from B and B from C. The Bavli, it's only in Kochim. When the Yushalmi, anything in Shas, you can't learn out A from B and B from C. Meaning transitive, taking A from C. Can't do it. So therefore, here we're quoting that drasha which we said before. And here it says Kadesh, and Malachim says Kadesh, and there it says Toeva, and elsewhere it says Toeva. Will work for Rabbi Shmuel. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shmuel, we don't know that the person who is the Nishkab, the person who is in the female position, that he gets Kores. And as well, we don't know that Onesh LeNishkav, a penalty of death penalty for the person who's in the female position in a homosexual relationship. Ben Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Rabbi Akiva, Les Mashkov. We don't know where to find that, both according to Rabbi Shmuel and according to Rabbi Akiva. Now, the Shai Tetzor puts in a pasuk, which, what does he put in here? Yeah, he puts it in here, and I think he's right. He says here, Tamulomar. So he says, you know what, there's an extra pasuk. Oh, wait, he doesn't put it in here. He puts it in later on, I think. What does he put in here? This is actually talking about behemoths, not about homosexuals. My mistake. It's talking about where you're the female position vis-a-vis an animal. The animal is the male, and you're the female. So in any event, so here, puts in a pasuk. And this is based on Pei Moshe, really. He brings up Pasuk Shmos Chav Beis Yitches. Kol Shechem Behemar Mos Yimos. Anybody who lays with an animal is put to death. If that's not necessary for the person who lies with an animal as a male, because we know they're from elsewhere, right? There's a pasuk at the top of the page here. So Tei Inlin and Ishkav. So therefore, we say it has to do with the person who was being laid with as the female, and that he gets an onish as well. Uksiv. Then the word goes on to say, we're in the first wide line now. Uksiv, and it says, adjacent to that pasuk about Kol Shochev Meimam Mos Yumos, so Ve'ach L'Elohim Yachorom, anybody who sacrifices to any other god other than our God, it gets Cherem. Cherem here means the death penalty. So from this we derive from these two psukim. From this juxtaposition, I should say, of the person who lies with an animal to an oivet avodah zorah, ma'azav skila v'koresh, just like we know that for avodah zorah, you get skila and koresh, abzeh, so to the person who lies with an animal, skila v'koresh, there is skila and koresh as well. My might be now, what's the difference between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva's perspectives? I'll tell you, says more. If you have relations as a male with a male and as a female with a male, you got that? Okay, you take both positions in the homosexual relationship. You're the male at one point and the female at the other point. Okay? So if you do that, I'll die to Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it should be Chayef Shtayim. So to switch around. Chayef Shtayim is liable to. What is he liable for? To Mishkav Zohar and Lo Yekodesh. Because Rabbi Shmuel learns that Lo Yekodesh applies to Mishkav Zohar. So he's liable to two. I'll die to Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, it should be Eino Chayef Alechos, because he doesn't know that Lo Yekodesh is a prohibition by Mishkav Zohar. So there, he learns out from Lo Zohar Lo Tishkav Mishkave Isha. He learns that the prohibition is lo tishkav, lo tishachev. That we can read it lo tishkav, but also read lo tishachev. So both the prohibitions, as the male and as the female in the homosexual relationship, are both learned from the same pasuk. So there's only one prohibition. Once you've been doing homosexuality, you might as well try both sides out, because according to Rabbi Akiva, because you only have one prohibition between the two. Your money's worth, right? According to Rabbi Shmuel. Well, you have two prohibitions. Each one is a prohibition. One, lo tishkav, that's for the male, from the male perspective. And lo tishachet, lo tishkav, lo tishachet, which is from the female perspective. Okay? Same thing with an animal. I'll die to Rabbi Kiva, Ben I'll die to the Rabbi Kiva, Ben I'll die to Rabbi Shmuel Chayef Shtayim, the two prohibitions here. The one is Kadesh, which is a generic prohibition. The other is Shaykh Bein Behema. Okay, those are the prohibitions. I'm not sure if that's... is that the two? Those are not the two. There's rather the two psukim by Behema. In other words, it's not like Mishkav Zohar, where there's one post of the two psukim. One's Kol Shachayim Behema Mos Yumos, and the other is... One is in Shmos and the other is in Vayikra. So therefore, the two are psukim over there by Behema. So therefore, no matter what, you get two prohibitions. Okay? If you have legs with the Zohar and with the Behema, everybody holds Chayef Shtayim. You're liable to two prohibitions because Zohar and Behema, everybody holds the separate prohibitions. Nishka, Mizar, and Behema, and obviously receiving end, also Chayef Shtayim, everybody holds two positions. Two prohibitions. Shochav shnei tzchorim keachas. What if hele machas? You had a relationship, went to one of those bathhouses, and had relations with multiple partners, right? So you will die of AIDS. But besides that, right? So yet, if you didn't be showing it,
there's no indication
that it was
protected or
unprotected. Right, there's no indication. So, shochav shnei tzchorim keachas. Meachas shemitzchayim al yodo shnayim. Since two people are going to be liable as a result of him, it's a fascinating svara. Chayef Shtayim, he's liable to as well. So amazing svara, because it's really hele machas. But skufim mechulakim. Right? He really had the svara before, but he never had in regard to homosexuality. Since skufim mechulakim is a separate body, so it's like ba'al shalosh nashi be'hele machas, which you had a few blood ago. So yeah, if each one you're liable separately. Right? Even though for you it was one period of forgetfulness. Nishkav mishtei tzchorim keachas, and the same thing is true if you were on the female end of things and two males had a relation with you. Marachas shemitzchayim v'yodo shtayim, since v'yim two people are going to become liable, chayef shtayim he's liable to as well. Tani v'lan ta'azokha lo asobo esakotin kigodom. By homosexuality, we don't say a child is like an adult. You don't kill a child for homosexual relationships. However, by behema also bosa ketana kigadoilo, by an animal, if the woman is a ketana, it's equivalent of a gdola, meaning that it doesn't matter how young the woman is who had relations with the animal, she might get off the hook, but he, the animal, is put to death. Okay?
What do you love for that?
Ridiculous.
Why?
Because das has nothing to do with animals.
Right. Well, that's no. It's not the age of the animal. It's the age of the human being with whom we had relations.
When it says by animal, we don't distinguish between.
That means we don't distinguish in the female. The animal is a male and they have relations with the human female. Doesn't matter how old the female is. Even though the female is not being put to death, the animal will be put to death.
Right. is that because they say that's Yankel's
animal? Yeah. By the way, we don't pass in this way.
We don't.
We don't. We pass in the way it comes, pass in the way if it was Bishoygate, if the man, human beings not killed, the animal's not killed either. Okay, it's coming up. It's coming up. Okay, but at this point, the Gemara sounds like it makes no difference.
You assume it's not the animal's fault. I mean, it's the human being that usually entices the animal to do whatever he or she wants. So if the child doesn't have das, so it shouldn't be the fault of the animal either.
Okay, but that's not what it says here. Okay, now anyway, it says more. I'm Rabbi Elazar says li oilam. You don't put the animal to death unless the girl with which the animal had relations was at least 3 years old. Okay, because that's the halacha, that a bia with a woman who's less than three is not going to say be bia. Okay? Rabbi Boom Bar Chia, boy, Rabbi Yazir. Rabbi Boom Bar Chia, ask Rabbi Yazir. Follow up question. Maro Rabbi Shmo, Tapalam Bobin Rav, Tap 71. Maro Rabbi Shmo, Rabbi Kiva, Lecholik, Bezachor, Ubeveimba. Why they argue about Zohar and Behemoth, how many prohibitions you transgress? Whether it's one or two, and how many drove, we made the drushos. With Sharka, right, so inevitable, there's no other, by any other erva, there's no problem, right? We'd say that, the same prohibition is for the Shochev and the Nishkav. We don't need Sarah Tzukim for the person who acts the role of the male and the person who acts the role of the female. We always assume that there's a reciprocal liability and everybody gets put to death or gets the penalty. How come here it's not true? By Shochev and Nishkav, by Mishkav Zohar, by homosexuality and bestiality, we need Sarah Tzukim. So as Mar Malaysia, he said, all other rights are based on relativity. What do I mean by relativity? They're related, right? So to the relationship is reciprocal, right? However, by animals, I mean, some people might be related to animals, but by animals and... Nice breeze. By animals and by... You guys are not sitting far enough away. By animals and by homosexuality, there is no relationship, and therefore it doesn't apply. So says Sivun, they ask the question, are rain Nida? What about Nida? Ink Sibo share? A Nida share also, there is no there is no reciprocity in the prohibition of Nida, right? It's not based on relationship, on Araya, of that type of Araya. It's just an Isatuma. Yet there, we don't bother looking Echad for Shoichev, Echad for Nishkav. Why don't we look for a prohibition for both? Says more, it doesn't matter there. It's still part of the question. Should be in seven Nechukul, that means should be below Nechukul. Maybe Moshe changes it. There was no issue. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva didn't start looking for Pesukim. They didn't start arguing about Nita. Why not? So says the Gemara. Rabbi Yirmiyah b'Shera Vosem became the Chsiv Kreva. Since it says there's a Gzera Shava. It says Kreva do not come close to draw to reveal nakedness by all the other arise. And it says Kreva do not draw close to reveal nakedness by Nida. So therefore there's a linkage. Kamisha Kulim Khan Kulim Khan. We say that whatever applies to other rites applies to Nida, and therefore we don't need a separate puzzle for the layer and the layi. We assume that they're both reciprocal as opposed to by homosexuality and bestiality where you need separate puzzle for the layer and layi. Okay? Says Rabbi Chiya Bar Ado, Bishar Chiya said, Feli Shabbat Nida Stimoso, Los Yigabagalo Sevoso. He says, Zim Shah. He is just quoting the fact that it says lo sikravu. But Ram Rabbi Sarabun, he baltikrav, he lo sikolet. The pasuk is superfluous language. Baltikrav means don't come close to her, lo sikolet means don't reveal. But one metaphor for relations would be enough. Why need two metaphors in the same pasuk, lo sikrav and lo sikolet? So it's like Imenu Inyan, right? We dash in it like this. We say, that this we need both. We have both, In the pasuk by Nida, one is going on the shochet, one is going on the nishkav, one is going on the lehi, and one is going on the layer. Azol isha, new issue. Says more, Azol isha ravivisa behemo aleh minayin. Having a warning that a woman should not have not bring an animal upon her as in lieu of a male. Says more, because Bas says vishalos hamaliv ne behemo lerova. A woman should not stand before an animal to have relations with him. Tavalu, it's a disgusting thing. Koch is benign in relation against course in such a case, because it says, Kikola, Cheria, Semikola, Toebo, Soele. And if he does one of these repugnant things, Venichrisu, they'll be excised. On is benign, however, there's a death penalty to boot. Because it says, Vishwasha Tamalif Nebemul Rava Oso, if a woman stands before an animal, to have relations with her, Varakta, you shall smite down dead, as Isha Vesabema, the woman and the animal, most you musu the main bum, right? At Yolif Arega Mearego, Skila Miskila, with the main bum in the main bum. You learn out, without getting into the details here, because it's not necessary for us. You learn out Arega from Arega, Skila from Skila, main bum from main bum. In other words, there's a whole drush which was developed over the past few days, and here's an extension thereof, how to know that it's exactly Skila, not for us. Says in our above our memo boy. This is really going back on our Mishnah. This is a new issue. So going back on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, we kill the animal in the case of bestiality for two reasons. One is because it causes a stumbling block. It's like a leaf neiver type of thing, right? Since it causes a stumbling block before the human being, so therefore we stone it. And the other, that's called takala, right? Takala means a stumbling block. The other reason is because of kolom, because it's embarrassing. Because after Yanko's gone, everybody's going to say, yeah, there's Fido, with whom Yanko was Mizana, right? So that doesn't look good for Fido. It really doesn't look good for Yanko, so therefore we put the animal to dust. So Yibarim has a question. What about the following case? Shabala, where you had relations with the animal, b'shoigeg. You didn't know that the animal was supposed to have relations with an animal. You lived in the 20th century in America, you thought that's what people do, right? So in any event, since that was the case, so Harei Niskola Yodov, in that case we stoned the animal. Now Maitz, I told you we don't. Maraponim speaks about it. We don't. But he thought that we do stone the animal. And he's saying in that case there's no takolo.
What's the other?
Yeah. There's no takolo. Right? There's no takolo, be right, because the guy who did it with the animal doesn't get put to death because he's a striking, right? It was unintentional. There is kolo. There's still embarrassment that people are going to say, oh, Yanko, that's the dog with whom you were Mazana, right? So therefore, and Yanko, of course, is alive, so it's even more difficult, right? By now it's about Tshuva. So it says, Amar, so in that case, we kill because of kalom. We kill because of embarrassment, right? Rishim boy, and Rishim asks like this, Agatz mechosh echorash b'shabes. It must be that the breeze is because of kolon, and not because of that call. If you plow with your animal on Shabbos, right, your Mechal Shabbos, you go plow with him, do we kill the animal? No, not unless we want a barbecue, right? So in that case, Harel Niskal Yoda, we kill the animal because he glad you plow on Shabbos. Viptura, right, is exempt. So it must be that the only reason we kill is because of kolon, because of embarrassment. Because in Chol Shabbos it's not as embarrassing, because it's not as repugnant. But bestiality, that's embarrassing. So that's why we kill in the case of bestiality, because of Chol, not because of Takolo. So you know our Mishnah said Takolo also you kill because it was a stumbling block, must be the primary reason it's because of Chol. So it says the Gemara, Leisacho Elokeado. Says Gemara, how do we know that indeed we kill even because of Takolo? How do we know this is such a svara? Okay, so says Mar. Now the truth is, remember again, we don't kill every cousin Takola only. But how we know there's such a svar at all? Says Mar, I'm glad you asked. So it's Gemara. The Mar Rishon Rietz a kaspa mazava masul ematzavim. There's gold and silver and gold they made for them. Atzavim is avodah zaras. Lemani koreisun enksiv kat. It doesn't say in order that they should be eradicated, they, elamad ikares, in order that he should be eradicated. What does that mean? Command amad, like somebody who says, shachuk tamid palon, grind so-and-so's bones, the palon of so-and-so. The apik bray, he caused his son to go to tarbus bisho. It says avda, but should be tarbus bisho. He caused his son to go off the derech. So therefore, you grind up the stuff which caused the stumbling block. Okay? Here, the gold and silver caused the stumbling block. We're upset at the gold and silver. But it's not a cologne, because cologne is only sexual things. This is just a takola, stumbling block. We see it through such a svara. Now, is it ever used halacha l'maisa by itself? It doesn't seem that way, but it wasn't a superfluous line in the Mishnah. There is a pasuk here, which in Yoshua, which they're basing upon this, the concept of takola existing and being a legitimate concern. Okay? Halachachas. Hamagad if a blasphemer. And Uchayev Achivai Hashem is not liable until he mentions God's name explicitly. In this case, every day, they don't mention the Shem Avaya, his name Yud Kei Vav Kei. We cross-examine the witnesses based on a kinui, based on a nickname for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. For example, Yaki Yoisi Yis Yoisi. It's a Mekalo is B'Shem. Instead of saying that Hashem smites Hashem, you say Yosi smites Yosi. Right? You don't mention Hashem's name. Nigma did. At the final, when the judge is finally concluded, they're going to put the guy to death. So then, what do? They have to actually have the testimony verbatim, the way it was supposed to be said. So, law you horgi mekinui. You couldn't kill just on the basis of a kinui, because the defendant will say, how do you know I ever said the real name? They never said the real name in court. So what do we do? Elamotzin kol hanachusi, take everybody out of the courtroom. Umei shayin es hagolish ben, we only leave the greatest of the judges. And he says, Vayim Meloni says to witness, Emor mashu shamata beferush. Say what you heard explicitly. V'o me'oni would say it. But ayonim, what time is it?
Quarter.
Oh, so this is fast, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you say it ahead before I came in?
Was that?
But ayonim, and the judges, it's fast, it's fast. But ayonim, I know Gorshai made a mistake. It's not the greatest of the judges, the greatest of the witnesses, the superior of the two witnesses. And Voimelo and the Dayan says to him, Emor Mashu Shmat Feirush, say especially what you've heard. Voim Mani would say it this time, it's the Shem Hashem. For Dayori Moimdim, Dayori Araglim, Dayori would stand as he was doing this, because they would rip their clothing. Lomachin, they would never repair it, thank you. Vashani Omer, the second witness, he doesn't have to say it over again. He just says, Anishama, Nikomo, I heard the same thing. Vashlisha, the third witness, if there is one, Omer, he also says, Apanikomo, I heard as well. We know a warning against blasphemy. It says, Elohim los kalel. We learn it says, God, you shall not curse. Kares me not, how we know that you get kares if you do so? Ishki kalel alokav, if somebody curses his God, no sachadosh bears with his sin, and that's talking about kares. Onesh minayna, no king killed in court, and I cave shame Hashem, he who mentions the name of God, which here means in a negative way, Moshe must be put to death. That's nice, according to Rabbi Akiva, it seems, those names are much mentioned here, but Rabbi Shmuel, like Rabbi Shmuel, Elohim, and this Elohim los kalel, you know that's going on, according to Rabbi Shmuel? Who would that be going on, Elohim los kalel?
Elohim los kalel,
according to Shmuel. Judges. So he says it's going on judges, so where does he know the warning against blasphemy, right? So he says more, so make a kavachomer. Interesting kavachomer. If on judges who master, there's a warning not to curse judges. It's certainly true about appellations of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's a law not to curse, G-D, damn it. That's considered to be Mekalo B'Kinuim. It's a law, and not supposed to say things like that. Right? If it's he's punished on the Kinuim, Kares. Oh no, this is not, that's, I take that back. I think Kinuim here just means Ado Koyin Elohim. I take it back. It's not an English word. only kinui in Hebrew. Adokoin Elokim. And then you get chorus. Okoshkein Shem Yuchan, and certainly then you're punished on the divine name and the tetragrammaton. Isaiah, those who learned Alakinuyim Basogo, that on Adokoin Elokim, you only get a lot. The chorus of Shem Yuchan. The chorus you get only for the special name of God. B'misa. No, I read that wrong. There's warning and chorus of Shem Yuchad B'misa. On the special name of Kosh Baruch Hu, there's death. So actually, there was chorus on this. On the Kinoi. Those who learned. So that's the first brisa. East time, there's a second brisa which says, "Akunuyim basar." That on the descriptions of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Adokei Elokim, there's only a lav, not chorus. Hashem Yuchad on the tetragrammaton. On that, the tetragrammaton. Is the tetragrammaton?
It's
without the R. So without the tetragrammaton. So. If you hold out kinuim, there's third line, fourth line down here brings out prices. Then on kinuim on appellations only has Torah warning a lav Hashem Yuchad on the specific name of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then the misa of course is potential death and chorus. Madam kinuim v'azarayu says that on the kinuim, on the nicknames, there's a lav v'kares and a chorus as well. Elohim los kalel. He learns it out because it says Elohim los kalel. Elohim is one of the kinuim, one of the descriptions, not the actual name, right? V'nosachet, and it says here that he bears a sin. The chorus assumes the chorus. Hashem Yulamisa, I don't know that that the ineffable name of God is by the death penalty. No, Hashem Yulmos, because it says he who matches the name of God here in improper context is put to death. Madam Ahil says on the other hand, Al Kinuim then Adokoyin Elokim, it's only a warning. Elokim Los Galel, that he also learns out from Elokim Los Galel. But Al Shem Am Yuchad B'misa Uvakores, that which he said, that's the unique name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's death and there's excision. Okay, Shem Hashem, you must. Somebody who pierces the name of God by blasphemy, he gets put to death. A person who curses HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's something else. Getting back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that the whole time they use the euphemism Yossi. They don't say the Shem Avaya. So Samaris, he says, from this we can deduce Shedonim Misofik, that you can sit in judgment even though you're not sure exactly what you're judging. Because on a technicality, they really don't know what they're judging yet, because the Shem Hashem was not mentioned, right? They said, Yaki Yossi Yossi Yossi. They didn't say, use the Shem Avaya. So therefore, if we can still deliberate, it means that we can do much of the court process without having proper testimony, without having proper witnesses. Okay, is that clear? Yeah? Okay. So it says the Gemara,
Echa Vida. Except that the chief witness will be asked exactly what words were used.
Eventually, right, but that's the point.
I just didn't understand back in Amid Al, how the second and third witness could say, and I heard like the first one.
I assume that they're present. I think call out means to take out all the spectators.
Oh.
You have to empty the gallery. Okay? What's this case in which you can possibly suffer? A plenty of ragas, a nefesh, if they say so and so killed, yen either not you have oedo, you're going to judge them without witnesses? What do you mean? That you're going to judge without witnesses? That can't be that you judge him and assume the witnesses are going to come later. Would we grab for some marketplace and degrade him to such an extent that we run a court before the witnesses got there? It's disgusting. It's not fair. So that can't be what it means. with Dinah Misafik in other cases other than this one. Rather, Elokeini, which means like this. Plenty of Ragas Nevesh, he says so to kill somebody. And here is witnesses that he killed somebody. He remains in Tfisa. He remains in prison until his Edom come. That's the Chiddush. Dani Misafik means, in this case, we don't know that we didn't hear the actual words of blasphemy until the very end. But normally what it means is that in a case of in a case where it's necessary, where the witnesses are going to take some time to get here, so we set up this new mechanism. What new mechanism did we set up? Jail. Right, prison. And that's what it's telling us. Dani Misafik means we put him under lock and key, Misafik, you know, in custody until we can actually judge the case. Okay?
That's a new concept.
It's a new concept. It's on the Bavli. Right. No jail in Bavli. Right. Prison. Not jail. Oh, no, there's no, I'll tell you where it's mentioned. It's mentioned if you hit somebody, Vinikah, if you hit somebody, you don't know if he's going to die yet from that wound, so you hold the guy in jail until you can tell.
Well, the notion of keepa.
Keepa's afterwards. It's a penalty phase. Yeah, that's a penalty phase. Even though it's like that, it's some lesser form of punishment, but that's after the fact. It's not. Jail is before the fact. That's what we're saying over here. I mean, at least, I don't know if you call it jail, call it prison, but before the fact. Okay.
No concept
of bail
either.
What?
Bail. No.
Bail. No, no concept of bail. Says Amare, we're on the third line, wide line. Varmin lo gadaf. Says Amare, do we say, and I'm going to translate like the Ridbaz, do we talk and say the witness blasphemed? In other words, what he's going to come out saying is, you know, may our God smite God, or something like that. That's blasphemy. So it says, Mar Elo Osa Hashem Shamarti Ibnehem. What he says, it doesn't say the future tense where the Ridbaz is. He says in the past tense, he said, what this guy said, may God do so and so. In other words, he doesn't say it in a language which could indicate that it's true blasphemy being stated, but rather reports the facts accurately. Part of reporting the facts accurately is, of course, to say at some point in time the name of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, also, also, Sheshamati, Livnerem, the name which I said to you just now, also Kilel, he cursed it. We cursed it, Ubo Kilel, and he cursed it with the name of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The witnesses themselves don't have to tear Kriya again when one of their numbers says Shem Hashem. They were very pious and they did Kriya when they heard the name of God being mentioned in vain. Right? So Mistama, that's what they did. So therefore they don't have to Kriya over again. From our cave, the Mishnah where it says Dayonim stand up and rend their clothes. If they normally they're supposed to judge sitting down, and the witness is supposed to stand. But if they did stand, as they did over here, then the din on din, it's a valid judgment. And you hear from our case six, to repair derivatives. They're conclusive. One of them is I did this twice. Achmaminashis. Achmamin, first thing you hear from is Kiyidam Rabbi Shulam Rabbi Yitzchak. Right, that Rav Shulam Rabbi Yitzchak is correct. Rav Shulam Rabbi Yitzchak said what? Shadani Misafik. And he would do the judgment, even though he won't fully be informed until he actually makes a pronouncement at the end. And also we learn out from here that Fachmamina, a derived from here, Kiyidam Rav Shimon Lakish, that Rav Shimon was correct. Rav Shimon Lakish was correct. What did Shimon Lakish say? Yeah, that be evident if you accept the din standing up, or then that's okay. You don't have to actually sit down. Vachmamin over here, you learn shomeh mipi shomeh chayav likoya. You didn't hear from the blast from himself. You heard from say also heard from him. You still have to do kriya anyway, right? And also here from here, Vachmaminon mikan le'ei cheide do so, that if one witness said his testimony, Hasheni Yoimer, the second guy could say, Avanikomo, I'm like him, it's all about Shlisha Yoimer Avanikomo, he doesn't have to say it formally. Vachmaminon, as you hear from our case, Shehu echo min akorim shei misachi, that blasphemy, you can't mend the rip in your shirt. Vachmaminon, as you derive from here, mikema chayu chubi koirin. Once they rip their clothes, Mishar Mishar, the witnesses, when they heard the crime, it should be Shashamu. It should be Shashamu, Shem Yuchad. For the first time that they heard the Shem Am Yuchad, Sheena Tzayel Akra, they don't have to do it over again. They just do it that once, and they don't have to do it over and over again. But that was all Mishlaki speaking. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Chiya, I'm Rabbi Yasi, Makshe, Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Yasi, asks a question like this. See, we learned Akuzei Zaytalif Neish Ploini, and Ish Ploini. The announcement goes out on so-and-so, the son of so-and-so. Yoytali Sokol, he's going to have to be stoned. Asha Ovar Avela Ploini, because he committed so-and-so sin. Uploini, Uploini, ain't of it, so-and-so, so-and-so, so-and-so. Ours the witnesses. Come, Yeshua, there, Los Chusei, but he knows the merit of him. Yovi, I'm Ikhshu, come and teach us the schus about him. The kasha is, how are they going to know what his crime was to be Malamit schus on him if they don't say the Shem Hashem in public? How people going to know? So I don't see such a big caution.
Can you use a euphemism? Say no? Hashem instead of Rabiyo, instead of Alakoy.
People are dumb enough not to realize that. Right? They might say Hashem is, King Hussein. Hashemite leader of Jordan. Abdallah, whatever his name is now. Anyway, so that's not enough. So says the Gemara, so if that's the case, how are they going to be in line with schools? Says the Gemara, Shomneh? No, they say more or less like you just said. Shomneh, Shomneh, Bibi, Shomneh, huh? Tzarek Likra. You hear that a person who hears from somebody else has to do Kriya. Shomneh, Shomneh, Bibi, Shomneh, Shomneh, Bibi. Oh, wait a minute, I forget that what the question is here. Oh. Now I remember. Okay. So says the Gemara, and of course, don't assume that they would say it out explicitly at that point, because we heard before, Shamana Shomei Pi Shomei Tzarkli Kra, because they mentioned before that the Adim tear, and then the Dayanim tear, because they heard from the Adim. But Shamina Shomei Pi Shomei Shomei Pi Shomei Tzarkli Kra, they heard that third party as to Kriya, we never heard such a thing. Only second party, not a third party. So if that's the case, I'm still not sure what's going on here. Okay, I botched it up. That's the problem. Let's go back a couple lines. He asked a different question than what I thought he asked. See, now we learned that they talk would say the Shem Hashem then. When they would say the cruise would be Yoitzel, if they each ploiny, the cruise would go out in front of him, that he's going out to be stoned and to commit Avera, and so and so are, this is witnesses, Komishio de los Husio, they do say that the Shem Avaya. The question is whether the people, the onlookers, have to tear Kriya when they say the Shem Havaya in that context. That's the issue. So they say the Shem Havaya is being going out to be stoned. The question is whether you have to actually tear Kriya when you hear that. Says Mar, no. Shamana Shomei Mipi Shomei Tzarkli Kra. We heard the second party. Somebody heard from the witnesses, he's got to tear. Shaminan, do we ever hear Shomei Mipi Shomei V'Shomei Mipi Shomei? We ever hear where the witnesses told the Dayanim and the Dayanim told the executioners that then Tzarkli Kra, you have to do Kriya. In that case, there's no Kriya. Malikra Akilas, it should be Akilas Akum. The next line should be over here. If you hear a Goy blaspheming, you have to do Kriya. Shminadol, let's learn that from here. Rav Shokeh was one of the generals of the Sanhedrin, and he was blaspheming. He ripped his clothing. I'm skipping the next five words since we put them line before. Mine Rav Shea Rav Shokei Akum. He says Rav Shokei was a goy. So according to him, how you current? We see we do kriya if a goy blasphemes. Mine and my Yisrael says Rav Shokei was a Jew who was a turncoat when there were some Kharev's forces. Ain't shrine of kriya. We only do kriya for a Jew. Says the Gemara. Time Rabbi Yosher Rishon said, Echol Shemekilas Hashem Yisrael makes a difference if you hear the call of Hashem from a Jew, Belshem Yakum, or from a Goy. No! Chayel Yikro, you must hear Kriya. My time, what's the reason? Ani Hashem Elokei Kobasar, Tapalam Zayinav. I am the God of all flesh. Hamimanda Yipoli Koldover, if from me it's on anything be concealed. That's not really important, but the main point is that it's okay Kobasar. So it's actually a prohibition on the Goy to be Megadev, and if the Goy is Megadev, they have their Kriya as well. Miles Krobus Mana said, what about nowadays when people are blaspheming all the time, left and right, on the radio? Says my Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yechia, Bar Bo said, and Rabbi Chizor, Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yochanan said, Mishel Rabu HaGoitvin, since a lot of good funim, since a lot of blasphemers bust me the crowd, they no longer do Kriya. Says my Mali Kriya, Kinuim, do we do Kriya on Kinuim? Now this is not, it says it was not a Pnei Moshe takes out, because obviously we in the answer already, you can't do Kriya as one said. But what about, if you have a, if you, No, I don't know what I just said. That's not true. It's a separate question. Can you do kriya on kinuim b'zman hazeh if you want to?
But we said we don't do it on the real name, Shem Hashem, so why would you do it on kinuim?
Because obviously it doesn't hold the previous Gemara. It can't hold the previous Gemara. I think. Anyway, it says more, a cool story. Says my Nishmina Mieto, let's start over here. We got it for Kara. He God blessed again. He was did it again, right? And it doesn't say how many times actually. Nelson Mechama, so finally the Rish got annoyed. He came with an office donkey. If you have laid Markuta Golibi, and he punched him in the chest. And he said, Amalei said, Barkutoi, you stupid Samaritan. East limach manech mesapkle. Does your mother have enough clothing to give me? Meaning, I had to rip my clothing because of you. I want your clothing now, right? Because it was in Korea. I blasted it last week. So I finally decided I'm just going to punch the living daylights out of him. That's what he did. Milsa Adamras now teaches us since Reish Lakish was ripping clothing, and some of the guy didn't know the shame yud kevavke. Shakorin al kinuyim v'shakorin. This man has that means that you do Kriya on Kinim and do Kriya in our day and age as well. Says my Mishnah further, Halacha des Oivid, Abba Yisrael, somebody serves idolatry. Echad Oivid, if somebody serves idolatry in one of the forms of Avoida, you know, Kateres or something like that, Verum is a Bech, or you put the stuff on an altar for Abba Nazar. Vechad Amakater of sorry, that means somebody who slaughters. The slaughterer. Bechon Mekata, somebody puts the pieces on the Mizbech. Bechon Menasse, somebody pours libation on the Mizbech. Bechon Mishtachim, somebody bows down to Abedazar. But Kabbalah of Eloah, and you accept Abedazar as a God. Vayim Eloah, and you have to say that Abedazar, you are my God. Or the Spiel of Chayef Kores and Skila. I will aware of Abedazar, if you go over and you embrace from an ashek, and you kiss, and you sweep in front, you tamp down the dirt, and you wash the Avodah Zorah, you anoint him, you should give the Avodah Zorah clothes to wear, you give him shoes to wear, you are insane. I ever below, so I say, you transgress a lot, but we don't put you to death. Handoi de bishmo, somebody takes in the name of the Zohar, va mikayim bishmo, and somebody who promises on the base of the Zohar, hareze. Everybody loves us, he transgresses the negative command. Va pay atzmo le baapor, and you should know if somebody defecated in front of baapor, so that's the way they used to worship it. Hazarek Evel Markuz, and somebody throws the stone at this Avodah Zorah called the Mercurial Pile. Zui Avodah, so that's the way you serve the Avodah Zorah as well. Says Gemara, Ashoro Levin Avodah Zorah, Minayin, I don't know, warning against the idolaters that they're going to get punished. Minayin says, Loso, if they do not serve them, Koris, but I know you get excision, because it says this, Hashem will make God. Hashem, he blasts on the other side, and he is eradicated. We've learned that eradicated is the, the eradicate is Koris. So it says Mar V'lo Megadiv, see, I understand. How can you learn about Eva Rezoah? What does it mention here? Megadiv. That's blasphemy. So it says, how can you learn about Eva Rezoah? This is a different Avera. Says Mar Kodim Shem Mechaver, and the second somebody says to his friend, Girafto. Now it's not a play in the word Girafto, Gidafto. That's not it. But it means Girafto is called Kara. Your activity is as if you wiped the plate clean, V'lo Shata Baklumi didn't leave anything. Meaning, Avodah Zorah is like Megadiv, and that Megadiv, he's Koifer B'Ikor, he denies the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the Avodah Zorah is like a Koifer B'Ikor, and that's he's wiping the slate clean, he's moving everything off the table as if there's no Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay? New. Okay? Okay?
Or can you say that one just leads to the other? First, you're the person that's Megadiv will eventually.
No. Because then we still don't know the explicit death penalty. That won't do us enough good. So the Gemara says, to take the word marshal, plug it in two words for now. Shemi lo zarem, marshal shtayim shirish, it's two people like two who are sitting. Ukar shokis b'nehem, they have a bowl of beans in front of them. They didn't have popcorn in the old days. They had beans. They watched television, they ate beans. Okay. Pashat echad ez yodo. So one of them extends his hand. The gear of Kol Kara, and he takes the entire, scoops out the entire peanut tray. V'lo shir b'klum, he didn't leave anything. Kacha megadiv avodah zarah, v'avodah zarah sotu l'asmer, and avodah zarah, ain amishayel kol mitzvah, they don't leave any mitzvah to do, because they've eliminated all the mitzvahs by virtue of their denying the revelation. Says in Arnishan, how we know they get punished by stoning, because it says, v'otzeisa, so you show you take out that man, or so you show you that woman, asher osu es adobar hazeh, who did this thing, El Sharecha, take him out to your gates. Vikram, etc. Uskat them or some and stone them with stones, Vumesu, and they shall die. Lo, Saf, they do not serve them. I used to imagine I would have said, Achiavoko of a desertion for Oilam. Lo, Saf, David says, do not serve them. So maybe if you just worship Yoshke and Confucius and Buddha, it's not enough, maybe you have to do all of them. And the Hindus, they have millions of gods. That would take a long time to actually get them all of them. Okay. So it says the Gemara. Today I was in Kmart. The Kmart here in Westchester Park is very heavily Arab. It's the first time, though, I think I ever saw Mamish women covered like in Afghanistan, almost head to toe, including their noses, with black cloth. It's kind of a pacha to come here and say, you know, yesh azekah, you know, as they say in Hebrew. It's really right there, middle Kmart. Okay. Says the Gemara, but you can see they're not frum. They're really not frum. Because underneath, you can see they're wearing pants. So,
They all wear pants.
What?
I think they all wear.
Yeah, it could be. Okay. So, it's not sneistic. Okay, says more further. So here it says, Losav Day, so I might say they have to worship all that, but it's in the world. Because it says Losav Day, do I worship them in plural? Right? It's very important. So it says, how do you know? Each of it is only worship, it's the same thing. So Tam Lord says, Losishtachave Lohem. Do not bow down to them. Bowing down was included in all the avodas. The Lama Yotzel, why is it singled out? Lokishta to draw a parallel to it. Ella is a little bit superfluous, but my shtachavoy milcheres my tziyochi shtachavoy is a deed in and of itself, not connected to any other deed. V'chel aviv natzir liable for it by itself. Afni mar b'kol ma'isa shi'yesh bo. So to include any other form of avodah zarah, chayom aviv natzir by each form you're chayv independently of whether you did anything else. So ava gab Rav Shimon ben Elazar amar. So even Rav Shimon ben Elazar says. If you were slaughtered and put the korban on top of his back and libated the wine for the avodah zarah, and not only it's awesome, you did in one fell swoop, right? Ain't a chayv al-achas, only liable for one. Moide concede Shimovda Bavodosa and Bavodis Gavoya and Bavodis Shishtagavoya, even though three Avodis can join together if they have the same type, such as here, the three Avodis of cleaning up and preparing it. And you only have one Malchus for all three. But the Avoida, if you did one thing which is its own form of work, another thing of service, sorry, another thing which is a divine form of service, and a third thing which is in the service of bowing down, he is liable for each and every one, meaning you're liable for three karbanos.
I understand the emotion. What is the bonus good
law? Stuff you do in the base of Mikdash for HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
It's what?
Stuff you do in the base of Mikdash and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Except he's doing Avodah Zarah. So even though if all three things which you do Avodah Zarah, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, they all fit in the same category, you only get one carbon, but if they're for three separate categories, you know, like they used to say, I never saw such a thing, but in a Chinese restaurant, you know, you pick, you know, A from, actually I did see it, Bernstein in the old days, that thing.
Give them a number.
So if you pick one from this menu, another from this menu, another from that menu, so then, in that case, Taka Chayav all three. Okay, if they're all from the same menu, only one liability. Right. Cross menu, three liabilities. Right? It says my Kadma, Rabbi Shmuel, like Rabbi Shmuel said, B'shem, in the name of Rabbi Zira, V'lo yizbechu e'od zivcheyem e'zivcheyem l'sirim. They should not sacrifice any more their sacrifice, or slaughter, actually, their slaughters, for the sin, for the Avodah Zarah. So this, you see, even Avodah by itself, you can be liable. You don't have to do multiple Avodahs to be liable. Says Marmalese, he says, no proof. Mati Tana Lukachi, that pasuk is brought by the Tana to teach us that to do Shchute Chutz. It's not talking about for Avodah Zarah. It's talking about not to slaughter Korbanos outside the Beis HaMikdash. And Rabbi Yassim Hashem, Rabbi Yochan said a different reason why it's no proof. That's to teach us that zibech lo tle ba'amum by going to the makpid on ba'amum. So if you took a ba'amum and sacrificed Avodah Zarah, you're liable as well chayev. Don't think that since in Beis HaMikdash don't accept the ba'amum, if you sacrifice the ba'amum to Avodah Zarah, you're off the hook. No! Sacrifice the ba'amum to Avodah Zarah, you're on the hook just if you sacrifice the real carbon. So from here we're not learning that one Avodah in and of itself can be chayev. We don't actually have a source for that at this point. Okay, my kedun. How do we know that? That's not what we're trying to figure out. So, trying to figure out how we know that Israel avodas gavoa applies to avodas zarah, even if it's not its derech. For example, for peor, the derech was the avodah was to defecate, right? Right. Instead of defecating, you brought an incense, right? It's the opposite, right? You're supposed to give it manure. You gave it incense. So how do we know you're chayev? That's not derech avodah. So we're trying to say, we want to bring a raya, so whatever is done, the Beis HaMikdash should have done for a avodah zarah is liable. So we tried to bring from the lois b'chol to zivchein l'sirim. We said, no, that's about shchutei chutz, and that's no proof for this. It's about karbanos.
Probably has this discussion.
What?
I don't think so
either. So then he says, what about this one about bringing a goat's bow? And he said, and somebody else says that apostle used to teach us the goat's bow mum, also you can't sacrifice avodah zarah. So how do you know that you can't do stuff which you can do to the Beit HaMikdash? How do you know you can't do Avodah Zarah? And this also, I don't think is in the Bavli, Rabbi Hila's drasha. Kind of Rabbi Hila, like Rabbi Hila said, Lo sasum kein l'ashem lokechem. Literally it means do not do like this for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those who destroy the Mizbachos of the Kananim. When you get into Eretz Yisrael, don't do that to Mizbach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the way we're dashing, it means a kol l'ashem lokechem, anything which is unique Avodah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Lo sasum kein, do not do that to other, do not do it to any other god, to an avodah zarah. Okay? Says the Gemara, ask the kasha, Rebun Barachia, boy, kun Rebizir, ask for Rebizir. Lo sofdem is a cloud. Says, do not serve them, that's a generality. Lo tishtachavelem, do not bow down to them, that's a specification, because it's one avodah. Then, kilo tishtachavelem, then it says, do not bow down to another god. Cause of a kilo, it's a cloud again. Now, that's not actually a cloud in itself. Well, unfortunately, with great difficulty, that the Meir HaMayim says the best pshat I saw. Says the last, second cloud says, "Kilo shtachvel el acher ki Hashem kanoshmo el kanohu." So as God is zealous, and of course he'd be zealous about many things. So actually from the end of the pasuk, which is the next klal. So we have a klal's beginning, do not serve. We have prat, bowing down. Then we have a klal again, right? So it's klal or prat a klal. Aim a klal. It's klal, prat a klal. If there's nothing in the klal, the next line is a mistake. It should be hakol b'klal. It should be not aim b'klal, masha prat. Hakol b'klal, because klal, prat a klal includes everything, right? So that's the case. But the problem is like this. So what's the problem with that? So the problem is that if that's the case, we should include everything, including embracing and kissing the Avodah Zarah. If it's a cloud, prat to cloud, do not serve. Do not bow down. Hashem is jealous. Then it should be. Then everything should be prohibited. So says Morai Boom Bar Kana. That's the same similar question. It says both Kamehili asked a different question. Lo Sasun Kane. Do not do this. That's a cloud generalization. So Avechali Melchoram Prat. Anybody serves another god. That's a specification. Bilta Hashem not only God Himself. Chazav Akila. It's a close generality again. Cloud prat the clouds of cloud prat the cloud generality specification generality bakoli cloud should include everything which is similar to the prat and it should all be considered to be a liability of a disorder and capital punishment including the rebus on agave or menashe including somebody who breaks it, somebody who kiss. I'm lazy said no, you missed the boat. Lazy of our nemar ishtachavoya. Why does it say bowing down? Lo Amiel Atzmo. It says Lo Shtachaveh. It's not to teach about himself. Shumaisa that it's a deed. Rather, it's to teach us that I'm a Gafeif, that some of you who braces. Next it should be I'm a Nashik. Mechamayim changes it. She'ein on Maisa. It's not going to be a Maisa. Now it's a fascinating thing. The Mechamayim explains this very nicely. He says, I now have four psukim. Says los sotein. Then it says los shishtachaveh. Says los shishtachaveh again, and then it says kiel kanoshmo. So actually, cloud prat cloud. So the second prat actually is a limitation. That's how we know the megafeif and nashik are not included, because cloud prat cloud would include other things which are similar to the prat. There's still some of the specification. Which could be bracing, you know, any showing honor, any respect to the Avodah Zarah. But here we're saying that, no, since there are two specifications, it says Lo Shishtachaveh twice, so it limits it to something which is an Avodah, a true Avodah Bifnim, something which is the way we serve our Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that would not include embracing and kissing. Okay? So, that's the end of that. How do you know if the Yitzel of it is, or you are my God, that you're liable for Avodah Zarah? Says Gemara, Rabbi Avum B'Shem Rabbanan Tamon said, Vayishtach below, they bow down to the golden calf, they sacrifice the golden calf, Vayomer Elo Elach Yisrael, what was that? They said, this is your God. Miata says, wait a minute, in that case, Enim Yisrael Vachi Yisabech V'Yikater, may you be liable if you also slaughter and sacrifice. Because that's what they did by Pekel HaZov. They didn't just say, Eliyato, you're my God. They slaughtered and sacrificed. So says the Mara, I'm Rabbi Yosef, says, no. Lo ba'akos alaz kir elekunayin shal Yisrael. You don't need to have the sword sacrifice in order to be considered Eliyavet HaZorah. You can be Eliyavet HaZorah even without that. That's just going to tell us the B'nai Yisrael were mahadar in the mitzvah of Eliyavet HaZorah. They did above and beyond what they had to do, right? How so? It says, "Vayishtachvu lo, they bow down to Avodah lo l'gavod, not to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Vayishtachvu lo, they sacrifice Avodah Zarah, lo l'gavod, not to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Vayom lo, and they said to Avodah Zarah, you are a God, lo l'gavod, not for Kodesh Baruch Hu. So says the Gemara, my kedu, what's the bottom line? I'm glad you asked. Nema kanamiro, it says here that you said. Avodah Zarah, but Nema Lahal, and by Amir Mesis, as you said something by Mesis, by a missionary. Ma Amir Amur, by Mesis, by a missionary. You don't have to do a mice in order to be put to death as a missionary. The fact that you try to persuade people, that in of itself is sufficient. right? That's Amira makes you liable. Also by Amira Kamaisa. Amira Amura Khan. So to hear, if you say Eliato, you save out of Azari. You don't actually do a Maisa, just say you are my God. Nasa bo Amira Kamaisa. That's enough to make it the Amira, like a Maisa, same like a deed, and you are liable. Okay, we'll stop here for this evening.